The issues started Sunday when Public Works employees noticed a decrease in the water flow from Lily Lake to the treatment plant. While they tried to get rid of what appeared to be an airlock, the municipal water supply dwindled. Some storage tanks were completely drained. It's the limited water flow and low pressure that raised concern for the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation, which enacted the boil notice. Haines Public Facilities Director Brad Ryan says they notified DEC of the issues Monday.
It's not that we did a test and found something in the water. It's DEC's regulations that when you get below, I believe it's 20 PSI, you have to go to a boil water notice. And the reason is you have water lines flowing through the ground, and when you drain them or don't have any water pressure, there's some concern that the surrounding environment could bleed into those water lines if there was a hole or some sort of perforation in the water line.
The boil water notice applies to Small Tracks, FAA, Tower Road, and Highland Estates. On Monday, the municipality turned on its backup water source, the Crystal Cathedral's well. Its lower quality water impacts certain businesses, like the Haines Brewery and Port Chilcoot Distillery.
Well, it's shut down our brewing process. Just like that.
We've pretty much just shut down our production for the whole week.
That was brewery owner Paul Wheeler and distillery owner Heather Shade. Both businesses depend on a consistent water supply to create spirits and beer. Both say halting production for a week has ripple effects on their business for months.
It's a little scary to see where we're going to be in another month.
Ryan says he knows that supplementing the system with well water has these impacts. He says they tried to avoid it by not turning Crystal Cathedrals on right away, but waiting that long might have been a mistake.
In hindsight, I think we would have turned it on earlier. It's just really hard on certain businesses to get well-filled water. The brewery's a really good example. We don't want them to have to deal with that for their product. It's hard on it. And so we probably should have turned it on earlier.
Ryan says turning it on sooner could have bought more time and possibly spared some houses water outages.
You know, we were limping it along all weekend, trying to make water and fix the problem at the same time.
Cruise ships visiting Haines were also impacted by the water shortage. The 200-person American Spirit was in town Monday.
Well, they really wanted water, and we said no.
Ryan says they also warned the ships coming in Wednesday and Thursday that water is in short supply, but it might not be for much longer. The Lily Lake treatment plant is getting back up to normal production levels, and the borough may soon be able to turn on its Piedad Springs water source, which was offline while a treatment plant was built. Ryan hopes to taper off the Crystal Cathedral's well water Wednesday. For now, the boil notice and a non-essential water use restriction are still in place. Ryan says testing results on the boil notice water should be back by Wednesday evening. He hopes to build up enough supply to take down the water use restriction Wednesday morning. Heather Shade at the distillery says the water fiasco was an example of the importance of flexibility for Haines businesses.
When you run a business like this, you have to be kind of ready and flexible for anything, and we built it that way on purpose, mostly because you never know what's going to happen in Haines.
Updates on the boil notice and water restrictions will be posted at the borough website, HainesAlaska.gov. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.